In Mombasa, Kenya, authorities continue the investigation into last week's attacks on an Israeli-owned hotel and on a Tel Aviv-bound airliner. The plane was not hit, but the hotel was heavily damaged and 16 people were killed. Kenyan, U.S., and Israeli officials believe Al-Qaeda operatives carried out the attacks. Al-Qaeda also is blamed for the 1998 embassy bombings in Kenya and in neighboring Tanzania. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports porous borders, widespread poverty, and corruption make East Africa an ideal region for Al-Qaeda to operate.
It's late morning at Mombasa's sleepy old port, and dozens of laborers struggle to carry huge sacks of tea onto a waiting coastal freighter bound for Somalia, just a few hours away by boat. In the afternoon, more vessels will arrive from Somalia and from nearby Zanzibar, freighters like this one, and small wooden dhows, which have plied these waters up and down the coast for centuries. Fadili has been a day laborer at the port for more than 15 years. It's very easy to smuggle things in here or anywhere else along the coast, he says. The dhows slip in at night and offload their cargo, and the police aren't any wiser. And if it's something dangerous, he says, like guns or explosives, you can just pay the police to look the other way. Kenyan authorities say they suspect the explosives used in the 1998 attack on the U.S. Embassy in Nairobi may have transited through Mombasa, a predominantly Muslim city with a strong Arabic influence dating back to the 12th century. After the bombings in Nairobi and Dar es Salaam, the U.S. worked closely with officials here to disrupt Al-Qaeda's network in Kenya. But, says Rohan Gunaratnam, author of Inside Al-Qaeda, they were only partially successful.
Al-Qaeda is very resilient in that region. Al-Qaeda has had a permanent presence in Mombasa, and in fact that port city has been used by Al-Qaeda to transport weapons, explosives, and even to send trainers to Somalia.
The Al-Qaeda presence in the region dates back to the early 1990s. When Osama bin Laden established himself in neighboring Sudan, forced to leave Sudan in 1996, bin Laden took up residence in Afghanistan. But the loose network of groups affiliated with him remained. Dan Connell has written extensively on the East African arms trade and the many conflicts in the region.
Somalia is one piece of that network. There are groups operating in southern Ethiopia that also share links there. The Oromo Islamic Front in Uganda, there are several of them. There's the Eritrean Islamic Jihad. All of these groups were linked together through bin Laden's organization and remained active after bin Laden left to go to Afghanistan in 1996.
Many of these groups, he says, are involved in the arms trade, which Connell calls a huge business, similar to the illegal drug trade in the West. And most, he says, share Al-Qaeda's pan-Islamic vision and are capable of providing Al-Qaeda with men or weapons, like the shoulder-launched missiles used in the unsuccessful attack on the Israeli airliner last week. Some of these groups, Connell says, even control trucking companies, which ferry weapons around the region with impunity.
Groups can move from within Somalia, from Uganda, or in Ethiopia, in and out of Kenya, pretty much at will. The border is not controlled. There are several trucking companies that are hauling goods from all over that region. Nobody's looking in the inside of those trucks.
Connell describes southern Ethiopia, northern Kenya, and most of Somalia as a no man's land. Rohan Gunaratna, author of Inside Al-Qaeda, agrees. The U.S. may be hoping that its newly established military presence in the tiny East African nation of Djibouti will help in the effort to find and eliminate Al-Qaeda. But Gunaratna has his doubts.
East Africa is a lawless zone, very little enforcement. So East Africa is an ideal place for Al-Qaeda to conduct the operations. And there is also very little governments like the United States and European countries and other governments could do.
U.S. Marines and Kenyan troops are carrying out joint exercises off the Kenyan coast this week. The terrorist threat to regional security will likely top the agenda when Kenya's President Daniel Arap Moi and Ethiopia's Prime Minister Meles Zenawi meet President Bush tomorrow in Washington. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Mombasa.